Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, absolutely wonderful. It's beautiful up here. We got clear blue skies, a few chemtrails, about 75 degrees, and it's really, really nice this morning. So it's a great, great day. And thank you guys for your prayers. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you guys for being here and listening. Thank you for being our friends. And just, I appreciate every one of you. I had the opportunity to pray for you again this morning, and it was absolutely wonderful. By the way, there's an interesting article here that just came out, and it's by Paul Craig Roberts, and it says the Democrats have become the party of non-white immigrants and sexual deviants. You know, normally I would start off with an article like that, but you know what? With everything in the news and all the big fighting that's going on right now with what's happening with Trump and the congressional women, all that stuff is more clown circus show act. That's all it is. Guys, don't get caught up in this stuff. That's all it is. This is what they do to you. This is what they do to all of us. They try to entertain us with this nonsense. It's the Hollywood version of the reality show of the President of the United States. Paul Craig Roberts goes on to say and says, the last presidential election, the Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, dismissed the white American working class as the Trump deplorables. Racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. Now Nancy Pelosi wants the House of Representatives to censor President Trump for sticking up for America and its white core population. What more proof do we need than the Democratic Party does not represent the core population of America? We hear a lot about the Democrats, about white supremacy. Yet whites are the only ones who are unprotected by racial quotas and preferential treatment in university admissions, hiring, and promotions. Whites are the only people unprotected by prohibitions against hate speech. Any hurtful thing can be said about white people, and it is said. White people are the only people who can be arbitrarily fired for speaking their mind or simply stating truths that identity politics or some black person or Hispanic person or any other person doesn't want to hear. White people still have to listen to demands from blacks for reparations for slavery as if those who are currently alive, white and black, have had anything to do with slavery, the same as it is in Germany with what happened with the Nazis. Indeed, scholars have inducted that as many or more white Americans alive today are descendants of white slaves as blacks are of black slaves. Yes, that's right, friends. We had a lot of white slaves that were sold as indentured servants to get across the ocean. We had to work for 7 years to pay off the reparations. Well, what about reparations for descendants of white slaves? You know, those long time ago, slavery was a fact of life, not something that white people did to black people. As I've pointed out on many occasions, Paul Craig Roberts, the supply of black slaves in the New World originated in the Black Kingdom of Donaghy, which sold black captives from the Black King Slaves Wars to the Arabs and then to the Europeans. American whites, like the whites in Europe and UK, who continue to vote for political parties who sold them out, have permitted themselves to be browbeat and brainwashed into handing over their fate and their country to immigrants who demonize whites and sink their marginalization. Guys, I could not have written this any better. And you got to think through what he's saying. What has happened to the Democratic Party? The Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. We got to remember that. Lincoln, as much as I dislike him, at least he wanted to free the slaves, at least in the South, not so much in the North, but at least he was trying to do that. But remember, a lot of the Northern people also owned slaves back in the, you know, Civil War days. But what happened with Lincoln and what happened with the Civil War had a lot more to do than with the slavery. Lincoln was a tyrant. He was a communist. He was friends with Karl Marx. He corresponded with Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto. Abraham Lincoln was a socialist communist. His wife was a Satanist. She was in seances, and in Germany you'd call it Verbindungs, all of the time with demon spirits. This woman was a witch. They always said, well, his wife was crazy. Well, yeah, she's crazy enough. She's a witch. And see, this is what we have to understand, guys, is this group of people, same group of people, with the Baal worship and Moloch worship and Asherah worship and everything else, have done everything they can to marginalize the United States, demonize the white people in the United States, cause division among the different races and classes of the United States. The gay Kenyan did more to basically cause division and a breakdown of the nuclear family with his telling guys they can use bathrooms. He did more to destroy this country than the last five or six presidents before him. That's how bad Obama was with his doggone transgender wife, Michael. And all of this stuff, guys, is being shoved down your throats. And they don't, not only do they want you to accept it, they want you to like it. And guys, I'm telling you, if they keep throwing this stuff in our face, especially with the younger generation, our younger generation, because they have been so brainwashed and so brain entrained because of iPhones and all these different things they do with these, you know, dopamine triggers, they're going to accept it, they're going to embrace it, and they're going to love it, and they're going to tell their children to embrace it and to love it, and we will have a complete and total destruction of the United States of America, which is exactly what the globalists want to have happen, Austin. What do you think?
That was extremely well put. I mean, it's recorded history for thousands of years that, I mean, slavery has been something that was quite common throughout the world. It's not something that's good, but it's something that was common, and it had nothing to do with whites owning black slaves. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, you can go all the way back to biblical times. I mean, it goes across every race, every board, every generation, every continent, every country. That was something that they did many, 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 many times over. So yeah, this whole concept, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I had somebody send me an email last night about this whole just Cannon Show, Ringling Brothers, clown act, this whole thing between Trump and his tweets and these four just idiots in Congress. And I just kind of chuckled, because I told him, I said, you know what's funny? I said, currently, right now, we have one of the most appalling stories that should be making headline news of an individual who is backed by the intelligence community, and I believe multiple countries, including the United States and Israel, given millions, if not billions of dollars to traffic women all across the globe and take them to an island where they could be raped repeatedly. And he's been busted again, and we now have sufficient evidence showing he's been linked to the intelligence community, including the full witness, and involved with all these girls, and he's busted again with child porn essentially at his house, and it's been completely scrubbed from mainstream media. Nobody is talking about him anymore at all. Nobody. I looked on CNN this morning. I looked on NBC. I looked on Fox. Nothing. Everybody wants to talk about Trump's racist tweets. And I kid you not, that is the quote, propaganda quote of the day, in parentheses. That's what everybody keeps saying over and over and over again. Let's not look at Epstein running girls from different countries all across the globe in the child sex trafficking ring for the big bankers so they could get blackmail with these girls being raped on videotape, and Epstein could use it for the Mossad and for the CIA. Let's not look at that. That's just too real, I guess, for the globalists to be able to have out there. Let's talk about this complete and total hillbilly circus clown act that's popping up right now. It was so annoying to me when I saw some of that stuff yesterday. And I mean, it, quite frankly, you need to reevaluate the way you look at things if you're actually looking at this stuff through a legitimate, realistic aspect. All this stuff is distractions. All it is obfuscation. All it is to get everybody back on the race card. Have you noticed for the last, like Dad said, 10, 12 years now, pretty much since Obama got elected back in 2008, whenever it was, 2009, everybody in the mainstream media pulls the race card now. The whole agenda is to incite racial tensions in the United States again. Look back in the 80s and 90s, racial issues had pretty much diminished for the most part. They've been stoked and they've been fueled and they've been gassed up by the mainstream media, 100% in coordination with Obama's attacks that he started back in 2008. This is the goal, because, see, the bankers don't want the white patriot population with the black patriot population, with the Hispanic patriot population, to come together and say, we know what you've done, bankers. We've seen what you've done for hundreds of years. We've watched what you've done through the Federal Reserve. We've watched what you've done through IRS. We know what you're doing again, and we're not going to let you do it. We see your game. We see your play, and we see your hand. You guys are horrible at hiding it. We are banding together. We're standing strong, and we're going to maintain a constitutional republic in this country. They don't want that. And the easiest way to prevent the American population from doing that is bringing out the race car through the mainstream media and inciting the hatred and violence through the rhetoric that they are now spewing and talking about how Trump tweets racist things and these women of color in Congress. I mean, give me a break, guys. With this, the United States of America, and this is the only thing worthy of talking about right now, not trying to defer anything with Iran and come to some type of legitimate aspect of not invading them, not talking about Epstein running girls around the globe for the Mossad and the CIA, not talking about the massive amount of earthquakes that are going on in the Ring of Fire, including three in Washington State yesterday, not talk about the massive amount of flooding that we're seeing in the Midwest, that storm that just came up through Louisiana that's going to be basically going all the way up to Wednesday or Thursday, and how we need to buy food and stay prepared, not talking about the tens of thousands of illegals that are still coming across the border every single month, a lot of which are involved in gang activity. None of that. No. We can't talk about that. That's too realistic. That's something we actually need to fix. We need to talk about Twitter and the President of the United States having his Twitter arguments with Congresswomen. A joke. Absolutely a joke, complete and totally ridiculous, obfuscation and propaganda at its finest. Joseph Goebbels would be proud of the mainstream media right now in the United States, as sad as that is. And also, too, why we have this still going on and nobody wants to talk about anything else. There's now been a case that has popped up in South Dakota. The federal government, with $750,000 in fake SNAP data in order to enrich herself, Julie Olness, essentially been indicted for defrauding the food assistance nutrition program. And this, again, shows you, and why I'm bringing this up, because this isn't something that's really significant to daily news, but when you have such little oversight in the welfare program and the food stamp program, that you have somebody in South Dakota that can legitimately pull out $750,000 by scamming as far as the SNAP program, that shows you how unbelievably ridiculous the welfare system has gotten in the United States, and it is no longer based on trying to help people that need help for a couple months or that may have lost their job and that may need support. It's simply out there to build the communist socialist agenda program by bringing in these social welfare systems, making them as big as physically possible, so you can get every single person that will even try to get on these programs hooked on these programs, so you can get a handout from the government and get them to hold your hand. And I'm not saying these programs are not important for a lot of people. I completely understand that. Sometimes people need help with food. Sometimes people need help with housing. I got that. But the amount of fraud that we have seen now with the tens of millions of dollars all over the place is absolutely ridiculous. And again, nobody wants to talk about that whatsoever, Dad. What do you think about all this going on today?
Well, again, it's what you said, Austin. It's just that what we've done is we've done everything we possibly can to enrich the international bankers. That's why I urge everybody to read the book. Can you hear me, Austin?
Can
you hear me?
Okay? I can hear you great, bud. Yeah, you're doing good.
Everybody basically is being basically hoodwinked. And, you know, and the international banking community is laughing its way all the way to the bank. They must sit around at night and just laugh hilariously that the American population is this gullible. See, these guys, I'm gonna step back to 1933 again. And the reason I do that so much on this show is that we've got to take a look at what happened in World War II and before World War II, the running up to World War II. When the German people had enough, they threw the international banking community out of Germany. And they woke up. All of a sudden, one day, somebody woke up and they said, wait a minute, these international bankers are doing this, and they basically run the world, and we don't want to be their do-boy anymore. We're done with it. And they got rid of the international banking community. They threw the Federal Reserve, the Rothschild Bank, out of Germany since 1937, 1938, started printing their own currency, and fought World War II debt-free. And you think, wow, how'd they do that? Well, they finally woke up. But then in 1933, when all of this was starting, the group of these guys, of these international banker guys who were owned and operated and paid for by the international bankers, were involved with the Frankfurt School, and they were trying to, this was in Germany, and they were trying to figure out what the heck happened. How did they lose their chokehold on the German people? How did we lose our chokehold on the German people, is what they were thinking. And they started doing a group, a think tank, a
organization that was basically committed and dedicated to figuring out what the heck happened. How did we let these people do this? What caused nationalism and such nationalistic fervor to arise in Germany that allowed them to say, wait a minute, we're going to shake the shackles loose from our captors. We're not going to put up with this anymore. And the Frankfurt School started. And then in 1933, when Hitler took power in Germany, they bailed out. They said, what the heck, man? We're about to get ourselves killed because we're communists, we're Satanists, and we're doing all of this stuff, and we're going to be found out. We're going to be exposed. And so they took off and went to Columbia University. This is really what happened, guys. Listen to me. They went to Columbia University and started the Frankfurt School at Columbia University, and they're the ones that brought us Cloward and Piven. They're the ones that brought us Gloria Steinem. They're the ones that brought us Playboy magazine. They're the ones that brought us pornography. They're the ones that brought all this crap. See, what happened, they had the book-burning stuff in Germany. Remember that stuff? Oh, they were burning books! They were burning books! They were burning pornography! They were burning trash stuff that the population didn't need to see. That's what they were burning. They weren't burning, you know, Plato and Rome and all that kind of stuff. They were burning the filth. Germany had become a cesspool in the 20s. It became a cesspool after the Versailles Treaty. Berlin was horrible. They had cabaret shows with people having sex with animals on the stage. It was awful. And the German people had enough of it. Because the same stinking group of people that always do this, this international banking community, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, had done this to Germany. And Germany had enough. The word in German is genug. They had enough. They were done with all of it. And this is what they did to us in 1933 when they came to Columbia. They wanted to find a way to destroy nationalism in the United States. Now, to Trump's credit, he's trying to get nationalism back, but he's holding on to a double-edged sword. He's trying to basically, you know, do what he's trying to do, it appears, but he's also trying to do the work of the people who want him to do what he's doing as far as promoting the rebuilding of the Third Temple. All of this stuff is causing this giant, how should I say, disconnect with Trump, and what he's doing is he's stoking nationalistic fervor in the meantime, and he's doing all of these different things, and what it's doing is it's creating this giant, how should I say, disconnect with the Democratic Party that's become the party of basically weirdos. And he's not governing from the middle, he's governing from the left. But then again, is that the right thing or the wrong thing to do? And is he really who he says he is? We talked about this yesterday. Is he really a billionaire? Is he just another Rothschild cutout that was put there to do all of this to control both sides of the narrative? I don't know. All I need to say is this, Austin, I'm going to say exactly what you said. We need to take a look at what they're doing, who they're doing it to, and what's it doing to the United States. I mean, we had the Gay Canyon come in and basically push socialism down our throat, push this weird stuff down our throat, and now Trump's going the exact opposite. It goes right back to what nobody else talks about except for me, is Otto Kahn, one of the founding members of the Federal Reserve Bank, when he said back in the 20s that we control both sides of the narrative, the yin and the yang, we control the good and the bad, we want to control the earth, we control it by holding it at its axis, and we put the news out we want to put out so we can change anything we want to change and force people to do what they're supposed to do as far as how we see what their reality is supposed to be. Now, I'm paraphrasing him. I've read you his exact quote before, but that's what he said. And that's what we're getting right now. We're having identity politics here. And then you get Donald Trump, who jumps on his little Twitter and starts tweeting stuff, and it creates this circus clown act, and it does exactly what you said, Austin. It completely takes Jeffrey Epstein out of the media. How do we know Trump's not being told what to tweet? How do we know that this isn't what they wanted him to do to get this information from Epstein? Epstein was a serial child pedophile rapist. He had thousands of people in his black book, thousands of top elected officials in the United States and all over the world, thousands who raped little girls, probably raped little boys, and do whatever they wanted to at his orgy island, whatever they wanted to do it. Private jet flights, and they had him chartered over there with a doggone boat named after Giselle Maxwell. I mean, this is the stuff that this guy was involved with. And this is what rules the world. Pedophiles rule this planet because it's part of their sexual rituals and sexual religion that they got from Aleister Crowley and was given to them by the fallen angels all the way back to Genesis chapter 6. They engage in sex with these children to energize themselves, and to feed the demons on the other side by giving this energy, these children, to these demons. This is what it's about, and nobody wants to talk about it. These guys are sick, perverted SOBs, excuse my language, because that's exactly what they are, and I can't stand them, because they're willing to do this to little children. But this is what they do. This is how they live. And then if that's not enough, some of these guys are involved in killing the children after they do this to them and drinking their blood to get the adrenochrome. This is what rules this planet. And so when we have media or other people start talking about this, and this stuff's about to come out into the doggone open, we're about to talk to it, you know, and I know a lot of stuff was done with Pizzagate. We never reported on Pizzagate because a lot of that stuff may have been fabrication. We don't know. We didn't talk about it, so we didn't make a story out of it. I remain absolved of all of that stuff with Pizzagate. But here's the thing. When we saw the Podesta emails, and they were talking about soul cooking and drinking blood and drinking bodily fluids and all these parties and bringing these cadaver-looking, like, you know, cakes that looked exactly like human beings covered in blood, and they were eating in their parties. This is the sick people that run the planet. And every time this stuff starts coming up in the news, every time people start talking about it, there's this big quash down of the media. Why? This is the same thing that was going on with those Rothschild Babylonian parties they were having, and they continue to have. The same parties they had in the movie Eyes Wide Shut. Don't watch that thing unless it's edited. It's filthy. And this is the same thing they do. They have their sexual bondage, weirdo, sicko, garbage rituals in which they feed these interdimensional demons. Remember, the Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom they devour. Now, think about that for a second. Are we talking figuratively? Are we talking metaphorically? It doesn't say that. It says he devoured to completely and totally consume. And so, is this what they're doing to these poor children? Is this what they're doing to these people in these human sacrifice rituals? Is this what Alice Crowley, who claimed to have killed over 2,000 children and sexually molested them? I mean, what kind of sick crap are these people involved in? This is the weirdo stuff that's going on, and this is what runs this planet. It is run by a group of wizards and demon lovers. That's who run the planet, that are involved in all these sick rituals. Look what happened. An Arizona teacher, okay, who had sex with a 13-year-old boy who basically pushed to have sex with her, is sentenced to 20 years in prison without parole. Think about that for a second. She had sex with one 13-year-old boy who wanted to have sex with her, and I'm not saying that was right because it's wrong, a statutory rape, and he turned around, and she turned around and got 20 years in prison with no parole. She's 28 years old. She won't get out of prison until she's almost 50 years old. Has sex with one child. But yet these elite can go out and rape hundreds of girls, thousands of them involved in it, probably thousands of girls involved in it, and some of them kill these children, and nothing happens. And everybody looks the other way, including the British royal family. Guys, this is I'm not talking about being involved in this with the British royal family. All of this stuff is happening right before our eyes, and nobody wants to talk about it. Why? Because it's repugnant and it's revolting to us, and our normalcy bias will not allow us to accept the fact that these people are this sick and they're involved in all of this stuff. But this is who runs the planet. This is who runs the world. This is what they do. And Austin's exactly right. All of a sudden, Trump decides to tweet. Isn't that interesting to anybody but just, you know, Austin and me? That all of a sudden he starts tweeting all of this weird about go back to our own country, go back to Somalia, blah, blah, blah. And the media goes insane. He's a racist. He's a racist. No, he's doing what he's being told to do. They had to get the Jeffrey Epstein out of the news. The one thing the American population has, and it's sad, is a very short memory. I remember, whenever I teach history to you guys, I try to do it so it's interesting. And I remember in college and in high school, you had to take history classes. Oh, my God, they were so boring. You think, why in the world? I remember Austin one time, he took a class at Southeastern University called Old Testament Survey, and it was so boring. You end up getting a C in it because it was so horrible. And you think, why are they teach classes this way? Let me tell you something, guys. If I taught you Old Testament Survey, we'd talk about Nephilim. We talk about Genesis chapter 6. We talk about Canaanite demons and Moloch and Baal and Asherah. And we talk about how the Israelites fell from grace and were scattered by God Almighty because they wouldn't stop worshiping foreign gods. And we talk about how it all ties into the New Testament. I would bring the Old Testament alive. You guys would love taking Old Testament Survey from me. You would have a blast. You would all get A's in it because you'd go, wow. But see, we don't have teachers that teach like that. We have teaches, oh, you gotta memorize this date, you gotta memorize that date, you gotta memorize this date. And so what happens, we all have this, like, we're repugnant towards history because we don't want to think about it. Guys, I'm gonna say something to you. If you don't remember what happened in history, if you don't remember why we are where we are and how we got here, you're destined to repeat the same thing over and over and over again, which is exactly what the globalists want you to do. So many of you send me emails all the time. Gosh, we love it when you teach history. You know, you make it come alive. You make it so interesting. Guys, when you think about the fact that we had the royal family in England who were Masonic leaders back in the early 1800s who wanted to bring Palestine about, and they wanted to rebuild the Third Temple because it's all part of the Masonic Lodge rituals. And they pushed and pushed and pushed for the formation of Palestine over 100 years before it happened. And then in 1850, we had Darby write this whole Bible about bringing in dispensationalism and bringing Israel back into the fray to get Israel reformed through Palestine. And nobody would listen to him because everybody thought he was nuts. And then all of a sudden, 50 years later, a guy named Cyrus Scofield takes his stuff and plagiarizes it and wants us to bring the Palestinian issue back into fray and basically bring Israel back into existence. And then all of a sudden, you have this whole group of Zionists that come out who are basically wanting to do this starting in the 1800s all the way to the early 1900s. And then all of a sudden, this same guy, Cyrus Scofield, is found by Samuel Untermyer, who basically is the one who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson about his affair at Princeton. He's the one who had Brandish brought in as the Supreme Court Justice, same Untermyer, and he's the one who promotes the Scofield Reference Bible to the Oxford Press and gets it pushed through all the nation's elite and all the major schools and Christian universities throughout the United States to change the very fabric of what Christianity is supposed to be in the end times. He did it. Samuel Untermyer did it with doggone Scofield. And now here we are 100 years later going, what the heck just happened? This is how they did it. And then Samuel Untermyer is the same one who declared war on Germany from the international Jews in 1933 from WABC in New York. The same clown. He's also the one who brought us the Federal Reserve Bank. He's the one who did all of it. And so this is the real history. This is the real history. And one of the primary reasons that World War II was fought was to bring the Jews to persecute them so heavily in Europe to force them to make them want to come back into Israel, to push them back into Israel. And you think, what the heck? We never got taught this in school. No, but this is what happened. And so this is all about rebuilding of the Third Temple, which is all started back in the early 1800s because they wanted to bring in their Antichrist. And this same group of people, the Benign D. Nephilim, the Sons of the Fallen, these progeny of Lucifer, have been orchestrating and pushing this since Genesis chapter 6 when they got flushed and pushed off the planet, and now they're coming back to where they were. That's why Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in Genesis chapter 6, so shall it be upon my return. We are there. We're in the middle of this. If you're bored right now with what's happening in your life or in history with the United States, you're not awake. You're not looking at the way you're supposed to be looking at these things. And guys, nobody talks about this stuff the way we do on this show. This is what's going on right now. We have a group of child molesters, child sexual traffickers who rule the planet, and our Donald Trump has to issue out a tweet right in the middle of the Epstein thing. Why didn't he say, well, let's not talk about anything about what these girls are saying. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Let's talk about what's happening. Why don't we talk about who these 1,000 people are that Jeffrey Epstein was having, who were screwing all these young girls and boys? Why don't we talk about that? Let's not let Cortez take me off track. Why don't we stay focused on this? He didn't do that. He did exactly what his handlers told him to do. And so then all of a sudden, Drudge and ABC and CBN and everybody falls victim to this mindless circus clown show of Washington, D.C., so nobody wants to think about Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, that was old news. Well, guess what? There's still thousands of victims to which that's not old news anymore. There's still thousands of people that were involved in it that's not old news anymore. These guys are running scared to death, but they know that they're Rothschild International Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian bankers run the planet. They got that. And they know they also control the media. And they also know, gosh, here it goes, they also know they control President Trump. Wow, I should have said that. I probably should have been careful with that one. But they do. I mean, remember, Jared and Ivanka are both Shabbatists. And the Shabbatists believe and practice Kabbalah, which is the worship of fallen angels. That's what's going on in the White House right now. And we can't take our eyes off this ball. This is who and what these entities, these people, whatever the heck they're possessed with, are doing. And they're trying to do everything they possibly can to control you, control me, control the media, control the banking, control the world currencies, control every country that won't capitulate to them, including North Korea and Iran. They're trying to do everything they possibly can to create a one-world Luciferian dictatorship when their Antichrist can come out and go, hey, I'm the one in charge. We're going to rule you from the Middle East. And if you don't listen to us, we're going to take you out and behead you. This is the goal. Don't kid yourself and pretend this is not it. And these guys control the money. They control the lobbying. They control the world through their satanic rituals. I'm telling you this, guys, right now. Black magic rules this planet and has ruled it for thousands of years. Back in Genesis chapter 6, they had built pyramids everywhere. They had built them on top of magnetic ley lines. They had built them on top of vortices in the ground that basically put out huge electromagnetic fields. When water passes through rock crevices at 200 meters per second, it changes its molecular structure and starts to put out electromagnetic field and starts to turns into a blue glow. It's like a giant EMP. They built the pyramids on top of this stuff. And these pyramids are giant energy promoters, transformers, you know, broadcast systems that promoted this huge energy into the atmosphere to control the human resonance and the electromagnetic field. This wasn't developed by humans. This was off-world tech. It was off-world tech by these stinking low-life fallen angels or whatever the heck you want to call them that came here to control us and enslave mankind. This is who they were. And they created a situation where every thought of every man was evil all the time. This is what the word says, whether they use their off-world tech to do it. And I'm going to say this again, and no one else has ever said this. How do we know Lucifer hasn't done this to so many other planets that we weren't privy to know about in the Bible and so many other races and people? How do we know where he is? He's not omnipresent. We don't know where he is. He could be operating from anywhere because he has an interdimensional interface through a 5G system that controls your thoughts and your heart and your mind and your heartbeat and everything else. He can control everybody by making himself omnipresent. Because remember, these guys are so jealous. This is the one thing they've always, this is what they can't figure out the human soul because the way God made us. Because when they die, they get to go to hell. They get to go to hell. They get to check out and they get to be tormented forever. They got that. They got that one figured out. They can't figure out how our soul allows us to go to be with God in heaven. They don't understand any of that. That's why they don't want to die, guys. That's what transhumanism is all about. They're trying to do everything they possibly can to avoid death. They want to transfer their energy, their soul, or whatever into another living container, another human being to transfer this so that they don't have to experience what it talks about in Isaiah 15 where they're sitting around in hell chained up and Lucifer shows up and says, what the heck, man? You're supposed to prevent all of this stuff. That's what they're trying to do. They can't figure out the human soul. That's why they're so intrigued with us. Because number one, they're so angry that God made us in his image. And they're jealous that they're not us. And they hate us for this. That's why they're doing everything they can to destroy the human genome. I mean, gosh almighty. Last night I watched part of that old film from about 25 years ago, Stephen King, The Stand. It's like a six-hour miniseries that was put on TV back when they used to actually have movies that were interesting. And the world got destroyed from a plague that got loose from one of these facilities, Austin. And what ended up happening is only a group of people lived were the ones who were basically immune from the plague, and not everybody died. Like 1 in 100 didn't die. And then 1 in 100 of these guys were Satanists, and Lucifer shows up on the planet, and the other 1 in 100 were basically followers of Christ. Interesting, very interesting plot. And then Lucifer does everything he possibly can to destroy the ones who were following Christ and start over with his world completely satanic. One of these Stephen King novels, some weird stuff. But guys, here, listen to me. That's the end game. This is what they do. They tell you what they're going to do with their little white magic rituals. They tell you what they want. They want a complete and total new world order under a satanic legacy, under a satanic star, under the star of Raphim. But this is what they want, in which they can control every single living thing on this planet. Your mind, your heart, your soul, everything, they want to control it. Why? Because this is what they do. And how do we know they haven't done this to so many other planets and civilizations in the past? This fight that we're involved in, this fight with this interdimensional entity, whatever it is, it's been going on for a long, long time. And that's why we have found ourselves in the middle of this fight. You need to read the book, Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. And then you can read the other one, he says that Lucifer, the prince of this world, and read both those books and understand what kind of world we live in and what kind of fight we're in. Guys, and if you do, you will no longer be bored with history. You will no longer be bored with what's happening. You will realize that all of us have to work together in unison, because the Bible says where two or more are gathered, you can send 10,000 of these things to flight. It says that. And they understand that. That's why they're doing everything they can. See, black Christians and Hispanic Christians and white Christians, and it doesn't matter what color you are, Christians need to be together, agreeing in prayer and stopping this mess. Cortez answered an acting ad in New York. She is an actress. She was a bartender. There's nothing wrong with being a bartender. I'm not going to say that. You know, gosh, I've waited on tables in bars. We owned a bar. I'm not going to say that before I got saved. My family did. My mother did. A German beer tavern. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, where she came from. What I'm saying is she was not a politician. She answered an ad that thousands of people came. She's an actress. They put these stupid pictures of her with her eyes looking like she's completely nuts, looking at the camera, and she's saying these crazy things. And we're like, what the heck? Who is this weirdo? This weirdo is put there to do exactly what she's doing, to control the narrative and not allow you to think about all the stuff I just said. Guys, these people are playing for blood. It's like that movie Tombstone. Remember when Doc Holliday's at the end, he's got that one cowboy, and he goes, oh, my fight's not with you. My fight's not with you. Holliday goes, oh, I beg to differ. He goes, we started the game we never finished, remember? We were going to play for blood. He goes, well, I was just fooling. He goes, I wasn't. He goes, well, let's do it. Let's do it, Younger. Remember that? Remember the whole thing? I'm quoting you the whole quote here. And they ended up having this gunfight. Guys, this is what they're doing. They're doing everything they possibly can to provoke every single one of us to hate other people. Yep. Christians are supposed to hate Jews. We're supposed to hate Muslims. No, it's not. Jesus said that we're supposed to love one another. That they will know you because you love each other. Not because you start wars in every country you don't like, which is what we've turned into in the United States. That's not what Christianity is. We're the most hated country in the world. We've created more refugees than any other country in history with what we've done. That's not what Christianity is, guys. Christianity is not about overthrowing all of these countries in the Middle East and turning them into chaos and running drugs out of Afghanistan through the CIA. That's not Christianity. But that's their version of reality. They want you to embrace. I get so frustrated with my Christian. That's why, because since I go to a Baptist church, I get so fed up with my Baptist friends sometimes. It's always about, got to promote Zionism, got to promote this, got to promote that, got to promote, you know, the destruction of Palestine. And I'm like, what the heck? Why do we have to do any of that stuff? Why do we have to promote the destruction of anybody? We're Christians. We're supposed to be walking in love. We're supposed to be praying for our enemies, is what the Word tells us to do, not wanting them all to die and be killed. Gosh, think about this, guys. Think about it for a second. I'm not saying not to defend yourself. But guys, you know, the CIA, MI6, the Mossad, the FBI, they were all involved in the 9/11 thing, as far as covering up, orchestrating it, all of it. Rogue elements of our government and these organizations were involved in bringing this great tragedy to our country. Why was that done? It was done because we needed to get back into Afghanistan, because the Taliban had thrown out all the drug dealers and had gotten rid of the poppy fields. And we had a huge shortage of heroin that couldn't run the black operations anymore, so we had to find a way to get the heroin back in Afghanistan. Let's talk where it really is. It was also used so we could overthrow all these countries in the Middle East. All of this stuff was orchestrated, guys. Look at Building 7 that nobody knows about. And for those of you who are new listeners of mine, a lot of you don't even know about Building 7 right now. Just Google Building 7. It was the Solomon Building that came down 6-8 hours after the buildings were struck by planes. There were no buildings that there were. The Solomon Building was not hit by a plane. It completely imploded into its own footprint. It held the evidence of the FBI with Enron and a whole bunch of other stuff. Guys, it was all orchestrated by the same guys who run the planet. That's why I always say, build the people who took down Building 7 run the planet. That's who did it. They're the ones who run the chemtrails. They're the ones who run it all. And guys, here's the other thing. There's a giant march now, supposedly up to 600,000 people are supposed to be marching onto Area 51. Free the aliens. No, don't free the aliens. They want to free the aliens that have been abducted and being held in captivity. Well, let me explain something to you, number one. Number one, the government, if we really do have fallen angels or aliens or other entities in this dimension that we're holding captive, if we really do have bodies that we pulled from the 1947 Roswell crash, why weren't we told about that? Let me tell you why we weren't told about it. Listen to me. We were not told about it for the same reason the Book of Enoch was taken out of the Old Testament by the Roman Catholic Church back in 300 AD. The Book of Enoch was an apocryphal text, and he took it out. Why? Because the same group of people knew about these things 1,700 years ago, and they didn't want you to talk about it. They don't want you to be aware of it. They don't want you to see the truth of what these fallen angels and these entities are. They don't want you to see that. We've got to understand why we're not being told the truth about any of this stuff. Why we're not being told the truth about the Book of Enoch. Why? Now you say, well, Ted, do you believe the Book of Enoch is an apocryphal text? I'm not going there. No, I don't believe it is, because it was taken out by the church. But I will say this. I believe it's very important from historical context, and you need to read it, understand what and who was involved in it. Plus, I will also say this. If you find the old copies of the Ethiopian Bible, it was never taken out of context. It was never taken out as an apocryphal text. So you guys pick up for yourself, but I'm not going to start that fight or get that argument with you. But what I will say is this. From a historical reference, the Book of Enoch is absolutely critical to understand what in the world has happened to this planet. And this is what we have to talk about with history. We can't talk about the boring stuff, the stuff that nobody cares about. It doesn't matter. Now, there is one book you can read. It's called The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson, I believe his name was. And I guarantee you, if you read that book and another one by Topper Saucy, you know, it's called The Rulers of Evil. If you read that book also, they're all free online, by the way. If you read that book, you will find out what in the world's going on, who and what these entities and these things are. It goes into detail. It goes all the way back into Egypt and all the other stuff that's involved. These are the books you need to read, and you'll understand what rules us, what these entities are, and what their purpose is and why they're here. Guys, it's not what most people think it is. If you're not listening to this show and hearing what we're talking about on this, there's a real high probability you're not getting the full context of what's really happening on this planet. So I want to thank you right now for listening. And I know I've gone into a 20-minute rant about history, but guys, this stuff is so important, and you've got to understand who and what these things are and what they did and what they continue to do to us, because it's just like Austin said when he was talking a few minutes ago. What the heck? We're going to do racist tweets from the White House? Really? And they're not racist tweets. He's just calling out for what he sees it is, but he's obfuscating the Epstein stuff. He should have kept saying, we're not going to do this. We're going to talk about it. Jeff said, if Cortez wants to do this, but they orchestrated it. Remember, Crump's an actor. He was an actor for many, many years on a show. Is he being given a script? Did I say that? Did I really say that Trump scripted? Whoa. Think about the implications of that if Trump really is reading a script. What do you think, Oz?
It's troubling to think about that, but I mean, in reality, that's why we bring up a lot of these questions, to really, you know, kind of question the narrative that they want us to believe. And that's one thing that we have always done and we will always do on this show, is question everything. And that is why the social media platforms, the giant banker-controlled platforms like Google, YouTube, Facebook, etc., are doing everything they can to try to censor free speech, because they don't want us to be able to ask these questions. They just want us to simply follow the narrative. And one little thing to add on what you were saying a minute ago about the Book of Enoch, I got a health article here I'm going to go into in a second, but I never really could understand when I was younger, even when I was in college. Like I said, I took Old Testament, literally, Old Testament class, literally, did not even hardly discuss Genesis chapter 6. I mean, it was like, 5-second discussion, read a line, go on the next topic, that was it. And for the longest time, I could never understand the full aspects of it, because the whole aspect when it said basically that they came down and they had children with these women, and it goes into brief discussion about it. It's such a huge topic, and it's in a couple sentences, and that's kind of it. It doesn't really elaborate a whole lot more into that. And you kind of go, golly, I feel like there's a little bit more that happened then. And then I read the Book of Enoch. I had a buddy actually tell me about it, and Dad also told me about it. He said, listen, you just read this from a historical text if you want to understand Genesis a little bit more. And I said, okay. So I sat one down one day, and I read the entire Book of Enoch, one sitting. And then I kind of had to digest it, to be honest with you. It was just like, whoa, wait, what was that? I said, hold up. Went the next day, read it again. And after I read the second time, I went, golly, this makes more sense. You know, if this is actually what occurred, and this is really what was going on, and this is really what happened in Enoch's life, this ties in so much stuff with Genesis, because for the longest time, it's hard to figure out why in the world God flooded the entire planet. I mean, yeah, it makes the topic of every thought of man was evil all the time, and you go, well, that's a strong statement. That's a really strong statement to make. Realistically, I mean, start making comments like that. Every thought of every man was evil all the time. Golly, that's a statement to make. You're still going to flood the whole earth, though? I mean, that's a big globe. A lot of stuff going on down here. A lot of animals, a lot of things. I mean, getting the ark, getting all this. Yeah, that's a big ordeal. Big ordeal. And there's hardly any discussion further into that exact topic until you read the book of Enoch and you start hearing about what these giants did and the basically having sex with the animals and the reptiles and all this weird stuff. And you go, okay. Now we're getting the picture of what's going on. And also, too, on the aspect of it, we've always had these disagreements on what was going on as far as with the dinosaurs, what was going on here or there. From some of the literature I have read and from the research I have done, and when you tie in Enoch into all of it, my personal opinion is that the dinosaurs, including the T-Rex and a lot of these unbelievably monstrosities of reptiles that made no earthly sense on why God would put a 50-foot tall carnivorous T-Rex on Earth to integrate with human beings, is that they were some weird, sick, concocted, twisted form of DNA from Nephilim, fallen angels, and reptiles on what they were breeding with down here, and that's what came about, which may have been another reason why God had to flood all that. Because remember, there were no dinosaurs on the ark. None of them made it. I don't even think he put gators on the ark. So that was the whole DNA line right in itself. So that's just my topic. I don't want to have some big argument. Don't send me a bunch of emails on that and say, well, you're wrong about this. Because quite frankly, I don't know, and neither do you. I wasn't there. I haven't seen real dinosaurs back in Genesis. So I have no idea. But it starts to make a lot of sense when you realize why in the world everything got flooded and why everything got wiped out, and then you read the book of Enoch and start understanding that they were sinning against the birds and the reptiles of the earth. You put your own two cents into that one. Also, too, the hell topic I want to bring up in here, I still see a lot of people drinking bottled water out of plastic. I've told you guys before, so is Dad, this is something that's unbelievably toxic. If you're in an emergency situation and that's all you have to drink right there, I got that. But I know people that drink this stuff day in and day out, buy bags, jugs, all this stuff. If you're getting something in plastic, it needs to be a full BPA hard plastic, like the big blue jugs they have, you know, the 5-gallon ones, or like the hard 1-gallon containers or 2-gallon containers that we have from WaterWise. There's an article, a research study that just came out from Orb Media, conducted by the State University of New York, and found evidence that microparticle contamination of plastic was present in 93% of all bottled water tested. The research team examined 259 bottles of water from 11 different brands purchased at 19 different locations in 9 different countries. You can't get a bigger research test pool. If their findings are confirmed after peer review, we have solid proof they're dealing with a truly international problem. What they found is that it reported that some of the toxic ingredients that they were finding was contaminating 93% of the bottled water tested, the microparticles over there. And so they were finding plastic essentially in almost 100% of the bottles. Basically, 9.3 bottles out of 10 bottles had significant plastic contamination. And the reason why we bring this up all the time is because these are endocrine disrupting chemicals. They're plastics and they cause severe hormone imbalance in males and females. It's almost worse in males though, because a lot of this stuff is basically xenoestrogens. It turns in and mimics what estrogen does in the male body, causing gynecomastia, causing reduction of testosterone production, and so forth. It goes down the line. So when you're drinking these bottles of water all day long and you're drinking all this plastic, it accumulates in the body and it starts having estrogenic effects on the body. That's why it's so important to try to drink bottled water out of a glass if you can. As far as if you distill your own water, store it in glass, or at least store it in hard BPA-free plastic containers, a hard plastic, basically like plexiglass, and make sure you're doing the best you can to keep that stuff out of your system, because I'm telling you guys, we're seeing this massive reduction of sperm count in the United States. This isn't just a chance. This is being done over and over and over again with everything from the plastics in the water, from the GMOs, from the vaccines, to the fluoride, all used in conjunction. They want to make the male population extremely servile. They want to make us real laid back, real chill. We just want to sit down, eat our bag of MSG Doritos, and drink our diet soda, and watch the propaganda news, and not talk about what's really going on, not discuss the fact that we have a serial child predator trafficker that has been arrested again for child porn, and it's essentially talking about all the people that are possibly involved in this, including being involved with the CIA and the Mossad, and possibly being involved with Prince what's-his-face over there in England. I saw some article about that earlier today. Prince William, yeah. All this stuff going on. Don't talk about that. Drink your bottled water, reduce your sperm count, lower your testosterone, and talk about the tweets between Cortez and Trump. That's what they want us to do, but that is not what we are going to do, because that is why we started this show, to talk about the truth, and the more we talk about it, the more other people talk about the truth. And if other people talk about the truth, we can get the truth out there and make a difference. That's why it's so important that you sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Forward it to people that are interested or trying to wake up, that you're trying to wake up. On top of that, we have all kinds of different specials and sales on there all the time, including products like the Ultimate Estrogen Blocker or the DIM Estrogen Control that can help reduce estrogen issues in men. I've used that product repeatedly, even on myself. It works great. A lot of customers use it. Then throwing in the Tribulus or the Tongad Alley or the Testo Plus to help get sperm production and testosterone production back up where it needs to be. These are the things we have to do and are acquired by us as patriots of the United States. So again, that's why we do this, and that's why we speak the truth, Dan.
Good. That's a good article, Austin. But the estrogen mimickers are absolutely awful. Now, by the way, here's one of the verses out of the book of Enoch, and I'm just going to read you part of it. It says, "And there I saw one who had the head of days." I've also heard called that the Ancient of Days. "And his head was white like wool." Now, let me stop for 1 second. This was written before the New Testament. This was written before Jesus came. This was the introduction in the book of Enoch into real terms of who Jesus Christ is and what he was planning on doing. That's what they're talking about here. Now, this is what he says. "And there I saw one who looked like the Ancient of Days, and his head was white like wool, and with him was another being whose countenance had the appearance of a man, and his face was full of graciousness, like one of the holy angels. And I asked the angel who went with me and showed me all these hidden things concerning that Son of Man, who he was and whence he was, and why he went with the Ancient of Days." In other words, he's walking with God, the Ancient of Days. "And the angel said unto him, This is the Son of Man, who hath righteousness, with whom dwelleth righteousness, and who revealeth all the treasures of that which is hidden. Because the Lord of Spirits," now we're talking about the Holy Spirit, "has chosen him, and whose lot hath the preeminence before the Lord of Spirits of uprightness forever." Now, guys, I'm going to toss that one out to you. Now, you can read that entire book. It'll take you about an hour or so to read the entire book of Enoch. But, guys, and I'm not saying you got to believe all of it. I'm not saying you got to believe any of it. I'm just saying you need to read it from a historical context and understand why it was taken out by the church. They don't want us talking about this stuff. They didn't want us talking about this stuff 1,700 years ago. They don't want us talking about these interdimensional entities and these other things that are around that we're not supposed to be aware of. Guys, for years, if you believed in interdimensional stuff or you believed in ghosts or demons or whatever, they thought you were nuts. And now they're beginning to realize that a lot of people have awakened to the fact that we ain't alone. We're not the only ones out here in the universe. That there are all kinds of stuff out here, all kinds of things out here that we really don't talk about because we're not supposed to know about it. Guys, it's so important that we talk about all of this stuff. Read this stuff. Learn what it says. Read the Word of God. If you're a new Christian, start with the book of John. Then go to the book of Acts. Learn who and what we are as a Christian. Read the book of Hebrews. Understand what the blood does. Guys, I love you. Wow, this has been one of those shows today. This has gone by really fast. I love you. I had the opportunity, like I mentioned earlier, to pray for you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Oh, I pray. Your prayers so much. The other day, one of you guys, and I'm not telling you to do this, but they were so kind. The man and wife gave $300 to the show to help pay for the cost of the show. Thank you for that. Thank you for all of you guys who get your supplements from us and support us. You guys are awesome. We love you guys. We appreciate you so very much. And tell you what, if it wasn't for you guys supporting us, you know, we wouldn't be here. I had another talk show host, another guest, contact me this morning and said that basically he's broke and he doesn't have any money. And, you know, and he can't continue because of all of this stuff they're doing with the media as far as deplatforming. Guys, thank you for your support. I'm humbled by what you folks do for us. I love you so much. Austin, go ahead and finish the show. I'm kind of shook up right now, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. And guys, thank you for so much for being active on the website and voting for Product of the Week. This is something that, you know, I started a while back ago, and it's been really cool to see the interaction and a lot of people as far as voting, what's going on and stuff. The Product of the Week currently right now is the potassium iodide, which is incredibly good. I went into detail on it the other day on the show on what it does for the thyroid, what it does for the immune system, what it does for the metabolism with our 12.5 milligrams of molecular iodine in this formula. So it's on sale till today as Product of the Week. It will be changing tomorrow, but be sure to vote for the other products that you want to see win tomorrow. It looks like the Cortisol Buster's pulling pretty strong. Superfood Complete's right beside it, but be sure to get on there and vote and let us know what you want to win. Also, too, the Ultimate Multiple capsules are still on sale, and the beet juice powder, our organic non-GMO beet juice powder, incredibly good product for detoxifying the kidney and the livers, also helps out with blood pressure as well, is still on sale for 10% off on the front page of the website. So again, we appreciate the support. Thank you for everything you do. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.